Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, time to check in with one of our friends of the show, Derek Shearer, St. Paul Saints president. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Derek, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Slick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really good. I wish the Minnesota Twins were doing a little bit better, but I trust that they'll get on the right track and they'll be fine at some particular point. We just got to get on a hot streak. We just got to put together two consecutive weeks of just looking at some really good baseball. What you think?
No question. I mean, they got on a nice little run over the last week or so and maybe another dip. But it's been a really interesting process for us this year because our rosters really overlap a lot. We've got guys that are going to be moving back and forth between the Major League roster and the Saints roster all year long. So it's a different kind of connection to how the Twins are doing this year than it even has been in recent years.
I think that personally, and you can correct me if you disagree with it, I think that the fact that the Minnesota Twins have the minor league feeder team right across the river in St. Paul, I think that that not only puts a great spotlight on everything that you guys do with the Saints, but it's so unique in terms of the profile of the entire organization because of what has kind of happened with the Twins the last 3 years with so many of the fluctuations with having people get injured and having to have the call-ups. Because typically that happens, right, in Major League Baseball markets is, you know, you hear about guys, you know, that will come up from Omaha if they're going to, you know, going to Kansas City or wherever the place is. But here what's happened with the Twins over the course of the last several years, man, there's such a spotlight that's been on you guys over in St. Paul.
Yeah, no question. And we're this is season number 5, if you can believe it, in the Twin Saints affiliation. So time flies when you're having fun, for sure. But it just creates a really unbelievable opportunity for baseball fans in Minnesota, and specifically the Twin Cities and the Twin Cities Metro. That opportunity to see Zebby Matthews playing at CHS Field on one day and 5 or 6 days later see him pitching at Target Field, or an opportunity to have Jose Miranda playing for the Saints, or currently Royce Lewis rehabbing with the Saints. So just that opportunity to actually not just read about top prospects, but be able to go watch them and close up in a minor league ballpark, an intimate, exciting minor league ballpark, and then follow them over to Target Field is really just a unique opportunity that not many Major League Baseball fans have for their minor league rosters.
Hey, Derek, tell me a little bit about David Festa. I haven't had the opportunity to meet him yet, but what kind of kid is he like? The reason why I ask is because I was watching him walk off the mound a day or so ago. It was when we had the day in which they had the weather, and they went into the programming, and they showed the Saints playing on the road. And he was kind of walking like he was an old soul, like he was an older guy. And I'm like, oh, hold on, I got to ask Derek about David Festa, what type of dude he is.
Yeah, and full disclosure, I haven't had a chance to spend too much time with him, but just watching him pitch, he seems like a pretty low key guy, but the reality is he's out there, he's pitching like he's a killer, and it's definitely fun to watch. You know, he's long and lean, and he's one of those guys that just sort of unwinds on home plate from 60 feet 6 inches away. A ton of fun to watch. Definitely a competitor that's going up there to kill hitters when he's not literally by hitting them with the pitch,
yeah.
But he's trying to make them look silly at the plate. So yeah. It's been he's fun to watch.
Talking to Derek Scherer, St. Paul Saints president here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Once we get on the other side of kind of the ins and out of the weather and we get into the bulk of the summer, you guys tend to do a phenomenal job of promotions and great days and stuff like that, whatever. Is there any particular ticket promotions or special days coming up that people out there in the listening audience should be aware of?
Yeah, well, shoot, next week is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I just heard the weather forecast before you pulled me on the air.
Yep.
And we're finally starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel here. This has been the worst April minor league baseball or baseball across the country, particularly here in Minnesota, has seen in a long time. We had a lot of weather affected games, including a couple of snow outs on opening weekend. So we are so excited to see May and some sun in 70s. Next week on Saturday, we have a Brooks Lee bobblehead giveaway. So everybody loves watching Brooks play, and man, he was a great Saint for the period of time we had him. So we're really excited to do that bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,500 fans walking through the gates on Saturday. Definitely a fan favorite, but folks should get there early if they want an opportunity to make sure they get that bobblehead. Gates open at 12:30 on next Saturday. On Tuesday next week, we're going to be celebrating the life and history of Larry Doby, the first African-American player to play in the American League, signed by Bill Veeck, of course. So we have a relationship with the Doby family. And so we call it our Doby Passion for the Game night. So we're really excited to do that. And then next Sunday, a fun one. Anybody who's been to a Saints game would recognize the name Sego Masabushi, because he sings karaoke to the fans at every ball game. He's one of our entertainers. And Sego is actually going to run a marathon on the concourse around the ballpark during the game.
What?
So he's done it once before, a few years back. He's going to do it again. Raises a ton of money for charity. People can wear their running shoes and their gear, and they can actually run a lap with him. And they make a donation to get the opportunity to run a lap with him. So come out and run a marathon with Sego. If you don't feel like running, watch the ball game and watch Sego run.
All right. So let me ask you this, Derek. One of the days that I'm looking at here, it looks like it's going to be a phenomenal day, but I don't know the specifics of it. It's okay. Saturday, May the 24th. You guys have a dog day ticket package that's going on, and it looks like it's going to be benefiting Coco's Heart Dog Rescue. Is that a day in which people can bring their dogs to the ballpark?
That's exactly what it is. And I'll tell you, those days, Henry, those days are magical, man. It's just, it creates such a unique environment. You got 6,000, 7,000 people. You got another 1,000, 1,500 dogs. You throw Who Let the Dogs Out on the over the sound system, and you got every dog in the ballpark barking along with it.
Yeah.
You know, what better way to enjoy an afternoon with your best friend and your significant other, or just, you know, a group of friends and all your dogs. It's such a blast.
This is the thing. The reason why I ask that is because, Derek, I've never owned a pet. I've never owned a dog. I appreciate dogs, and it took me a while. Like, I had to grow into, like, appreciating dogs, like, in the last, like, 10 or 15 years. So I've never owned one. Eventually, I think that I'll get into a phase of my life as I continue to get older, God willing, to own a pet. But I would just like to go to the game and just, like, pet other people's dogs and, like, love up on other people's animals. I'm dead serious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You got to do it. You got to come out. It's such a unique atmosphere. We've got a little pool set up for the dogs to cool off if it's a hot day. Actually, have some fire hydrants around so they know where to go. Fortunately, we actually have a dog park built into CHS Field, so people have a place to take their dogs if they need to. But it's a blast. Definitely, highly recommend it.
Yeah, we're talking to Derek Scherer, St. Paul Saints president, here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. About 10 days ago, a little bit, maybe slightly more, the Twins called up Luke Kuechel. Luke Kuechel had an impact on this squad over the course of the week that he was here. 5 stolen bases within the first week. Just was even though they lost the series down in Atlanta, you get to see the energy, the effort, the electricity that he kind of brought to the dugout. Unfortunately, he goes down, he gets hit by the pitch. Forearm broken, so he's going to miss, it sounds like, a couple of months with his arm healing, and then eventually, probably getting out there, rehabbing a little bit, whatever. But is he a guy that potentially, before getting back with the big league squad, after they kind of figure things out over the next couple of months, possibly could be in a Saints uniform?
Yeah, I would assume that he will be once he gets healthy, and they'll bring him back to St. Paul to do a little bit of rehab before taking him back to Target Field. I'll tell you what, we really hoped we were going to have Luke a lot longer than we did. He was on our opening day roster, and he's a guy that you just had a feeling was going to make it to the big league sooner than later, but we thought we would have at least half a season with him. And man, is he fun to watch. He is old school grit and grind, speed, power. He's got the flow going with the baseball hair.
Yep.
And when you hear that term ball player, that guy's a ball player.
Yep.
And so much fun to watch. We were so excited to see him head up to the big leagues and have so much success early. But full disclosure, we'll be happy to have him for a couple of weeks at least when he comes back.
Yeah. Every single year when I have my hour and a half, 2 hours of hosting for Twins Fest, and I know that this past year for Twins Fest, it was me and Corey Provost. We typically we tag team it together during the course of a couple of hours. We had Pablo, and I think the other guy that really stood out to me was Luke. And one of the things that leading up to me prepping for that part of the interview was the fact that when I looked at interviews and information from Baseball America and all these different sources and stuff like that, and all these YouTube interviews, everybody was talking about his bat. Everybody was talking about his versatility. Everybody was talking about his athleticism and the bat. It seemed like everything about Luke Kuechel played well.
It did, for sure. And those five stolen bases. I mean, that when I say old school, that's what I mean. You just don't see guys as much nowadays as you did 15, 20, 30 years ago, trying to grab bags. Really trying to grab that extra bag every chance they get. And he's a guy that's going to do it, which it's a really exciting part of the baseball game that the rules are starting to bring back. You're seeing more stolen bases now over the last couple of years because some of the rule changes that have been made. So I love it. I think baseball has done a great job of making some small tweaks to the game that are making it a little bit more exciting.
Hey, Derek, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I enjoyed myself last year going to the game ended up getting a chance to hang out with my friend Wendy Blackshaw. She was with her family there. So I'm definitely going to try to make it to a couple of more games this summer, my man.
Look forward to it, Henry.
All right, talk to you soon. That's Derek Scherer, St. Paul Saints president, joining us here on The Good Neighbor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.